A reading from the book of Daniel. Then I, Daniel, turned to the Lord God to seek an answer by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, keeping covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments, we have sinned and done wrong, acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Righteousness is on your side, O Lord, but open shame, as at this day, falls on us, the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel who are near and those who are far away in all the lands to which you have driven them because of the treachery that they have committed against you. Open shame, O Lord, falls on us, our kings, our officials, and our ancestors, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children from whom God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Good evening, my friends. I want to welcome you to the cathedral. My name is Kate Moorhead. I'm the dean here, and we're so glad you're here this evening. Thank you for coming to listen to this beautiful choir. As many of you know, Lent is the season in which Jesus wandered into the desert and prayed for 40 days. So it is a 40-day period without the Sundays. So I hope that you will consider doing something during this time that will draw you closer to our Lord. And I hope you will hear through the music the themes of repentance, of barrenness, of a desert time. And we are so blessed to have this choir that can express these things so beautifully. In your pews, you will see that there is a few pieces of paper. One announces some of the musical events that are coming up. The next Evensong will be on April the 23rd at 5 o'clock. That is the St. George's Evensong. And also, in your pews, there is a sheet that describes the Stanley and Claudia Gordon Music Endowment. We're trying to build an endowment that will support our music program, and particularly our organ, which is a jewel of an organ. And we want to make sure that we'll be able to keep it up and keep it repaired and well-running for many years to come. So I hope you will consider making a donation tonight to the music program and to that endowment. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh,
Let us pray. O Lord, support us all the day long, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last. Amen. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth. And grant to them, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look with compassion, O Lord, upon this, your people, that rightly observing this holy season, they may learn to know you more fully and to serve you with a perfect will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.